The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are these new green buses going to keep their signature yellow color?
Yellow, but their heart will be green.
Why don't we stop all the softball questions and ask some real questions, okay?
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus? Look at my bus! Oh my God, I love it!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Standing here in front of the Fearman Slaughterhouse. Here we have the truck approaching. We're gonna stop this truck so we can bear witness.
Here comes the meat wagon!
I can't stop!
Oh, I almost got run over.
I give you my word as a Biden, I've never been more optimistic about America's prospects in my entire life.
Now the rails are off this thing.
Now you can use whatever train metaphor you want.
What a train wreck!
Anyone you want, but get on the Joe Biden Express now. Because we are not stopping.
So you can go from coast to coast to coast.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide.
That's the original Jim Jones. The new Jim Jones. The Jim Jones from the 21st century is Jim Jones Lyons. And he is running for re-election tonight as Republican Party state chairman so that he can lead the Republican Party of Massachusetts in its revolutionary suicide.
We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it.
Let's hear another one, Taylor. You got another one?
We didn't commit suicide. We committed an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world.
An inhumane world where Jim Jones Lyons can't win an election to save his life. Just loses Republican seat after Republican seat. But he wants to be reelected so he can finish the revolutionary suicide. They are meeting tonight, the Republican State Committee. There's like 72 of them now because he won't hold any caucuses because he knows he'll lose the caucuses. There's supposed to be 80. There's 72. They're meeting at the Apex Entertainment Center in Marlboro tonight. And the voting is going to go on until someone gets a majority, supposedly. And it's going to be an interesting evening. I don't know how long it's going to take. It could be over fairly
quickly. Hurry, my children, hurry.
That's what Jim Jones Lyons is saying. I guess they cleared out the offices in Woburn yesterday. You know, they took out everything, especially the files from the private detective who ran up a $53,000 tab investigating Mara Healey's sex life. We have a correspondent there, Jess Machado. She's a weekend talk show host on WBSM, and she also is going to be filling in for Grace Curley during her maternity leave, starting in the late spring, early summer, along with Caroline Levitt and Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Jess Machado, thanks for being out there in Marlboro. What's going on?
Hi, Howie. How's it going?
Very well.
Well, we have a full house here. Jim Lyons actually just took the microphone. Ultimately, out of all of the people who had originally thrown their names in the hat to run for chairman of the Mass GOP, only three people were officially nominated and accepted the nomination. So Amy Carnevale, Jim Lyons, and Dr. Elizabeth Childs. Ron Vining is here, but he did not get a motion to be nominated nor a second. So he will not.
He told me he had a lot of support, Jess. I don't understand that. I thought he just got back from Singapore after being out of the country for 20 years. I thought they would turn to him in their hour of need. So he's not in it.
I did ask him as he was walking in if he had his nominations. He said he did, and no one motioned for him nor seconded. So he's not in it. He's out.
So is this thing open or not? I thought it was going to be closed to the public.
It is. It was originally stated as being closed. We're obviously at that Apex Entertainment. We're in a room that has windows. We thought we would have to stand outside, but they did set up seating for the public and the media. There are members of the media that are here as well. Chairman Lyons indicated in the beginning of the meeting that no one from the public nor the media could step beyond like a red line that's kind of in the carpet there. So everybody is standing behind or sitting behind. I counted roughly about 75 people from the media or the public are here watching. And we had 70 people at roll call that could be voting, members of the state committee. Janet Fogarty arrived after that roll call and took her seat. And I'm assuming
she's the national committee. She's the national committee woman, and she's an Amy Carnevale supporter. Yes.
She looked rushed coming in. So it looked maybe she got held up, but she is seated. And I'm assuming that although they said there were 70 and 36 being the majority, that number was bumped to 71 because she's here. But they didn't speak to that officially. And Jim Lyons is giving his speech now. Amy has already given hers. Dr. Childs gave hers. And now Jim coincidentally just started as I called you.
And I assume he's talking about his lawsuits and how he's been stabbed in the back and he's going to get in excess. Is he up to $6 million yet? He's gone from $4 million to $5 million to in excess of $5 million. So I guess he's probably going to up the ante tonight, what he's going to get in his fantastical lawsuit against other members of the committee.
I haven't heard anything. I am sitting on the side of a couple of people. John Featherston, and he's going to fill me in when I get back in there on what he's saying. I will say the speeches don't seem to have any limit. Amy's was quite lengthy, as was Elizabeth Child's. And like I said, Jim just started, so we'll see how long he has the mic for.
I think we have the hall until 11 o'clock. We made some calls
okay.
today to assume. So he could be speaking for the next 5 hours to try to shut it down.
They did state that after the speeches, they were going to take a 15-minute intermission, and then mm-hmm. the voting would begin. And I believe you had stated it, or someone had stated earlier, essentially they just do the first round of votes. If they don't get the majority on the first round, the person with the lowest number of votes is eliminated, and they do
Which
a second round
Childs.
Again.
That will be Childs. Correct. She's got, I think, one. She's got two votes. She's got herself and the person who nominated her will be voting for her, and then they'll be eliminated. And I would assume that they would vote for Amy Carnevale if she doesn't get the majority on the first ballot, which I think is
right.
a small possibility she'll get it. So that's
I should mention Sheriff Hodgson is here in the audience as well. He came out to support Amy, and he's sitting in the audience as well.
And he has a vote, though, doesn't he? Is he a member of the committee?
No.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
No, Sheriff Hodgson is not. No. He did issue an endorsement of Amy that was sent out to members of the state committee, and I spoke with him on his way in, and he said he was excited to be here to support her. So he's in the audience.
So any other politicians who lost their seats in the Lyons landslide of Democrats? Anybody else show up?
I don't know everybody by face. I'm thankful to the people that are pointing out who the specific people are. Evan Lips is here. He was standing at the front table greeting people as they walked in. It just looks like the standard state committee members. And there were about 15 to 20 pro-Trump MAGA Republicans holding signs and flags out front in support of Jim Lyons, handing out
that perplexed me, Jess, when I saw it today. You sent me this thing that they said come and support Lyons by wearing Trump gear, but Lyons hated Trump in 2016. I tweeted out all the pictures of him with Ted Cruz. He fought Trump tooth and nail on the floor of the convention in Cleveland. And Amy Carnevale, who they're calling a rhino and a never-Trumper, she was with Trump from day one.
So they've turned it around.
What?
Yeah, in the nomination speech, they whoever it was that nominated her, and unfortunately, they didn't give their names when they spoke, so I don't know who they are, but the person who nominated Amy gave a two-minute speech, and she spoke of her support for President Trump back in 2016, and Amy doubled down on that when she spoke and said that she had been a Trumper right from the very beginning.
And Lyons hasn't been. And his top supporter is a guy named Rick Green. He's the finance chairman. And he put out in 2015 on social media that he said Trump and Putin were the ticket together, and they were running together, and that Trump was basically a stooge of Putin. These guys are claiming now to be big Trumpers, and they hated Trump. It's amazing the audacity of them.
Ron Kaufman is also present, but there is also a representative from the Republican National Committee who was here. Jim identified him in the beginning and stated that he was here to just keep things under control and keep things from getting rowdy.
The RNC, the Republican National Committee, sent a UN election observer to Marlboro.
There is security here as well from the venue. They're walking around making sure everything stays calm.
All right. Jessica Machado, let us know what's going on as the hour progresses, if they get to a vote. I think Jim Lyons is probably going to, you know, he does have a Jim Jones type of a capability of speaking for hours and hours about how he's been wronged. Is that the main focus of his speech, do you think?
I don't know, but I'm anxious to get in there and hear what he has to say. He's got a lot of hand movements going on, looking very Bob Dole with that one hand moving out. So I'm going to go in and listen to what he has to say.
Okay, give us an update in about a half an hour, Jess, okay? Call back in right around 6:50 or so and take some notes on what Jim Jones Lyons is speaking. Do we have some more Jim Jones cuts from Jim Jones Lyons, Taylor? It's
No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over.
He's not really glad it's over, or he's not going to be glad it's over. He says he's going to go in and win back those state committee seats next year. Forget winning any real elections. He just wants to win lawsuits against other Republicans and win some state committee races so that he can get more money to file more lawsuits against other Republicans. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of Jim Jones-like. And again, he's a big Cruz supporter, and he's claiming that he's with Lyons. And his top money guy, Rick Green, was a Kasich guy who said that Trump and Putin were running as a ticket. You can check all this out on Twitter. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Picture this. It's early in the morning. You step out of a steamy hot shower only to discover a scratchy thin towel. Ah! The horror! Thank goodness for the soft, fluffy, big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow.
Oh yeah.
I'm so excited to tell you that our friends at MyPillow have designed a perfect towel. Right now, Howie fans can get a 6-piece luxurious and absorbent towel set made with USA cotton, including 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths at a very special price. Just $49.99 when you go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Normally, they go for $99.98. Wow, what savings. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box to get this insanely low price and other exclusive discounts. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie. Don't love them? Don't worry. You can always return them with their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarShow.com. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99 a night. or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NossetBeachInn.com. That's NossetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what's the greatest disaster in American history? The Civil War, the Great Depression, the War on Poverty, or the COVID scam?
The COVID scam.
60% say the COVID scam.
Pretty 18, steady.
18% say the Civil War. 17% say poverty. 5% say the Great Depression.
All right. 844-500-4242. We'll have Jess back with us for the last segment just to check in with what Jim Jones is saying. My prediction is he'll still be speaking. He may try to just filibuster this thing through 11 o'clock.
We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it.
That's the original Jim Jones. It's what they're hearing in Marlboro, pretty much the same thing.
We are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies.
He keeps talking about the new Jim Jones. Jim Jones Lyons keeps talking about lies. He never specifies what exactly the lies are. Like, is he denying that he wasn't a Trump guy, that he hated Trump in 2016, and that he worked for Ted Cruz? He was Ted Cruz's campaign chairman in Massachusetts, and now he's the biggest Trumper in the world. He's a fraud. Amy Carnevale, after the Access Hollywood disaster, when it looked like it was all over for Trump, she went on the cable news shows that weekend and defended Trump. And now they're calling her a never-Trumper. They have the audacity to call her a never-Trumper. I mean, there is no lie too big for this crowd. That's why and you know what? I don't mind them lying if they could win some elections, but they can't win some elections. They can't. They're on their 15. Oh, so he finished talking? Did he finish talking? He actually finished talking? He must know it's over. I've seen him in the legislature just try to run out the clock. Actually, he did a really good job his last year in the legislature running out the clock on the transgender driver's licenses.
No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over.
I think it would soon be over when they go to the vote. 844-500-4242. Tucker Carlson had a really interesting take last night on all these food shortages with the eggs. How much did you spend the last time you bought eggs, Taylor?
I don't think they had eggs the last time we went. Not the kind we like. We don't buy the white eggs. We buy the brown eggs.
Yeah, so do we. But we had to go to two or three places to get them. We finally spent, I think, $8.79.
Yeah, I don't remember the price.
$8.79 for a dozen brown eggs, and chickens haven't been laying eggs much lately, and it's until people switch over to local feeds, and then they start laying again.
I really got to stop going to the grocery stores on Sunday. I go to church in the morning, and then I just get depressed again in the afternoon when we go to the grocery store.
So this is Tucker talking about what Biden said about food shortages, and it just and we've got the original Biden cut, but I want you to hear Tucker's take on it first. Cut 15.
Recounting a conversation he had with European allies, he told us all about it. When he met with the group, Biden said they spoke about, quote, how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages. That's what Joe Biden said, verbatim. It's on tape. So here you have the president of the United States pledging to increase food shortages at a press conference. Now, that seemed like a newsworthy event, but not a single news organization in this country seemed to notice it happened, nor did the White House correct it.
Here it is. Here's Biden saying this. Cut.
The United States, which has the third largest producer of wheat in the world, as well as Canada, which is also a major, major producer. And we both talked about how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
It is a pretty amazing thing to say. You know, it's like when he talked about he'd put together the most massive voter fraud organization in American history, isn't it? 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, I'm surprised Jim Jones Lyons didn't just try to go through till 11 o'clock tonight. But he wrapped it up, and according to Jess, she's live tweeting it. His last remarks were he quoted Winston Churchill, "Never give in," and he said he will be guided by better angels, and will always fight for life, liberty, and freedom. And for the use of unlimited private eyes to investigate the sex life of judges, members of the Massachusetts State Police, future governors, and also to hire private eyes to trail members of his state committee to Tennessee, hoping to find something out on her, and to dig up divorce records of other members of his committee. Because that's what you do when you're guided by better angels. I'm reminded of Winston Churchill. I told this story. I don't know if I've told it on the air before, but when Winston Churchill was defeated in 1945 after he'd won World War II, by Clement Attlee, the socialist, the Labor Party guy, and it was a big upset. But you know, people are fed up, you know, with just the deprivations of war. Even if you win a war, you tend to get thrown out of office, and so he was crushed in the election after the end of World War II, 1945. And so his wife, Winnie, said to Winston, "Well, Winston, maybe it is a blessing in disguise." And Winston Churchill responded, "If it is a blessing, it is indeed very well disguised." So, you know, Jim Jones Lyons could be getting a blessing in disguise here tonight. It'll give him a chance to get the flower shop up and running for Valentine's Day. He'll have two whole weeks to work on it. 844-500-4242. Now we're going to have a physics lesson from Kamala Harris. This is just coming. Have you always wondered how you would send a rocket into outer space? Well, everyone always says if they don't describe her as a brain surgeon, they would call Kamala Harris a rocket scientist. And she's going to explain what happens with when you send a rocket into space. Cut 14.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up. They waved to their families, and they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
She packed my bags. Last night, yeah, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m.
Yikes. Yikes. And some people say she couldn't handle the job of being president of the United States. How racist of them to say such a thing.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no. No, no! I'm a rocket man!
And, you know, she talks about our great ally, North Korea. And North Korea, of course, is run by Little Rocket Man. New York crime in the news. A pair of gun-toting bandits robbed 13 people in three boroughs during a wild two-hour crime spree early today, only to crash their minivan as they were about to raid a fourth borough, police said. One of the suspects boasted he'd be back on the streets in no time when he was arrested at the crash scene this morning. In 24 hours, I'll be out on bail, he vowed as he was put into a police cruiser in handcuffs, according to Fox 5 News.
I'd say that's more a matter of procedure than a boast.
You're right. It's a statement of fact, is it not? A statement of fact. Let's see. The crime spree began in Queens just before 1 a.m. They did two robberies in Queens. They drove to Brooklyn. They held up a man in Greenpoint before going back to Queens, where they held up six people in an outdoor dining shed in Jackson Heights. Then they went across the bridge to Manhattan. They robbed a worker in a food truck outside Washington Square Park, and then snatched a bag with personal property off a woman at Seaman Ave and west of 204th Street. Oh, so they were heading north. They're heading north in Inwood. And they got into the Bronx. By this time, they got a police helicopter is following them. They crashed the van, and that's what happened. 844-500-4242. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yes, I've been trying to follow this election tonight for the head of the Republican Party in Massachusetts, and I don't know much about the candidates. Any one of them could be good. However, I live in Salem, which is right next to Marblehead, and so I know a bit about Amy Carnevale, and she might become a very good head of the Republican Party if she's elected. But I do know that Marblehead had an election for an open seat in our great general court. Was an open seat for a state representative, and the Democrats fielded seven candidates for the Democratic primary, and the Republicans fielded absolutely nobody. So,
well, whose fault is that? I mean, isn't Jim Lyons the chairman of the party? You know, the two people that in that area. I don't know if that's exactly the area. They had a Republican, Lenny Mira, who he lost by one vote. And it was just certified today by the legislature. He hired one of Jim Jones's lawyers, a guy named Matt Walsh. The guy lost him 10 votes in a recount the first day. This is the same guy who tried to appeal the decision to allow Lindsey Valenzuela to vote. He's got nobody working for him. They've lost three seats up there in Essex County. They lost Lenny Mira's seat just today on the recount. They had two people that were appointed to hack jobs by Charlie Baker on his way out the door, a guy named Kelcors, who's in that same general area, and Brad Hill, who was appointed to some hack job, parole board, you know, cannabis commission, some crap job like that, paying $150,000 a year for no work. And so the two committee members in that area are two Jim Jones hacks. Amanda Orlando, who I tweeted a lot about her and her friend Russell Morris, who's now up on rape charges in Superior Court in Essex County, and he's been ordered to stay away from his victim. And then they got this guy Richard Baker, who's just a complete clown. Last night said he filed a letter. He sent a letter out to the members of the Republican State Committee claiming that she couldn't raise money because she's a federal lobbyist. It was total nonsense. But they checked the metadata. Do you know who they said? Do you know who the metadata says wrote the letter? Jimmy Hoffa. So this guy Baker, he's a fool. And Amanda Orlando is totally incompetent. These are the people, and they work for Jim Lyons. These are the guys who are responsible for this, Chuck.
I don't know too much about it. I do know that the Marblehead Town Committee could come with not a single candidate for an open seat. It's Marblehead and Swampscott and a little part of Lynn. Miro is way up north in Topsfield, so that's a mile, many miles away, but... I don't know if it was her fault or whatever, but I mean, it does not bode well.
Let me go over the Jim Jones Lyons record here in the before they have the vote, when he's probably most likely, knock on wood, going to be ousted. They had 38 seats in the legislature out of 200 when he took over 4 years ago, almost exactly 4 years ago. They now have 28. They lost, so they've lost 10 of the 38 seats. They had five sheriffs. They now have two. They had two district attorneys. They now have one. They had one governor's counselor. Now they have zero. His record for constitutional offices is 0-5. His record for congressional races, 9-20 and 22, is 0-18. His record in Senate races is 0-1. His record in referendum questions is 0-2. He failed to get four other ballot questions onto the ballot. As a matter of fact, Holly Robichaud has a good column posted right now at HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. You can read it, how the illegals got driver's licenses. She's the one who managed the campaign for the 2014 anti-gas tax, automatic increase in the gas tax. And she was outspent 30-1, and she prevailed in that fight. And Jim Jones had twice as much money as her, and he spent about half of it on quote-unquote consultants and a lawyer by the name of David Carr, no relation to me. And this guy, David Carr, he represented, he's the one who's representing Lyons in all of these frivolous lawsuits that he's filed. But I guess they claim he's doing some work. He did some work on this ballot question to stop illegals from getting driver's licenses. And they did no work, absolutely zero outreach to deal with the mail-in ballots problem. And they ran the weakest, probably the weakest candidate for governor in the history of the Republican Party in Massachusetts, Jeff DoorDash Deal, who barely bothered to campaign, who raised half as much money as he did 4 years ago when he ran against the fake Indian, who had practically no appearances out on the campaign trail. That was their guy. And the worst thing of all was losing the losing question one, the income tax for so-called millionaires, which is going to be everybody in a couple of years, has gone up 80%. 80%. And Jim Jones did nothing to stop it. Nothing. Well, the Democrats and the teachers unions were out soliciting these mail-in ballots, asking people if they asked for a mail-in ballot at the city hall or the town hall, they would call them and say, are you pro? They didn't care about Mara Healey because they knew she was going to win. Are you for question one? Do you want to raise the income tax on millionaires? Oh, you do? Well, we'll get you a ballot. We'll make sure you get a ballot. They would go out and they would solicit the ballots. Jim Jones was doing nothing but filing lawsuits against fellow Republicans. He was sitting in on depositions. He had no plan to win elections. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we will be checking in again with Jess Machado to see how things are going out in Marlboro, where Jim Jones Lyons is mixing up a potent barrel of Kool-Aid for his disciples. I'm Howie Carr.
No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
We didn't commit suicide. We committed an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world.
844-500-4242. Voting has begun in Marlboro in the Republican State Committee Chairman's fight. About 5 minutes ago, Kathy Jo Boss, that's the wife of DoorDash Deal, the owner of the dance studio in Hanson that received $12,000 in PPP money for its two-employee staff. I wonder who the two employees are. She is the secretary of the Republican State Committee, so she's asking the people to come forward one after another. Jess Machado, what's going on?
Well, like you said, Howie, voting is underway. It's a very arduous task. Each individual is being called up, walking up, filling out a paper, and sitting back down. During the 15-minute intermission, however, I was able to speak with a couple of different people, former Vice Chairman Tom Mountain, and I asked him about the quorum number because some people had arrived late. He said those people are acknowledged as being present. So the final count that I received from him was 73 members present. And then I also spoke with Caroline Colarusso. She was on the show when I was filling in for Grace.
Right.
She told me that she was getting text messages from people in the room who were very upset with her for nominating Amy Carnevale. And she said it was a very hostile environment for her.
Wow. So they just want to, yeah. is Jim Jones mixing up a big vat of Kool-Aid right now?
I mean, you know, I've spoken with several people in passing, heading back into the room. Many people think this is going to go to a second round, Howie. So
right.
What happens is you need the majority. If there's no majority, then the person who received the least number of votes gets removed, and then they
which
do
will
a
be
second
Childs,
round. And that
which will be Childs.
Right.
So she'll get two votes. She'll probably get two votes.
Right.
And,
so people here are thinking, yeah, it's going to go. I did speak with someone. I didn't get to listen to Childs' speech. They said it was very well done. And Tom Mountain said he thought it might be surprising how many votes she does get. But I'm just taking that for face value. It seems to me everybody has made their mind up walking in the door.
And so Tom Mountain was he was run out of the vice chair's position a couple of years ago. He was done in by Jim Jones Lions, and I'm sure he's not voting for Jim Jones. So,
I asked him, Howie, and he said, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you who I'm not voting for. He told me that would be Jim. Also, I did run into Ron Vining, and I asked him what happened and why he was not nominated. And he told me that on the way here, on the drive-in, he had decided not to run and asked the people who were going to nominate him not to nominate him.
Right.
A really good cover at the last
minute. When is he returning to Singapore, where he's been living for the last couple of decades? Is there a flight out of Logan tomorrow morning? I don't think they have any flights out of Green directly to Singapore. So this is this could go on. Are you going to be in for the duration?
I'm here for the long haul. Absolutely, wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, I think probably be over on the second ballot. I would guess. But is Jim Jones is he working the crowd though a little bit? Is he glad handing people, trying to shake loose a couple of votes here and there?
He stayed close to the front of the voting area during the intermission. He didn't leave the room. You know, everybody got up, walked around. You know, Howie, there are people here that are having glasses of wine, eating. It seems like a very casual environment for what I think is a very, very serious vote. I was a little taken back by that. But it's a different environment than what I expected.
Is the Kasich campaign represented? We know the Cruz campaign is represented by Jim Jones. How about the Kasich campaign? Is Rick Green there?
He is not present. I have not seen him. No.
Yeah, he's now also masquerading as a big Trumper. You know, he was a never Trumper. He thought Trump was running with Putin. You can check it out at Howie Carr Show Twitter. All right, Jessica, we'll be talking to you tomorrow, I'm sure, about what's happening, and I'll put out a call me or Taylor as soon as you get some news, and or both of us, and we'll get out a tweet instantaneously as soon as this thing is over. Keep your fingers crossed, everybody. We need a two-party system in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and everywhere else for that matter. I'm Howie Carr.
No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over.